AFL.
Ross Lyon in that little opener there. He's doing all the studies, so he's going to be really well equipped. Well, Ross Lyon had done the study on Fremantle, and they were very well equipped at St Kilda. 15-point victors over Fremantle. I'm going to open it up to a bit of my personal life here.
Go on.
I had a small interest on St Kilda.
Okay, yes.
And my thought being, in 2006 when the West Coast Eagles were favourites of the Premiership, they're not going to Melbourne round one at $1.40.
Yeah, no. Sure.
Away from home, round one, under the roof, St Kilda just too good. They were too good. Anyway, Longy spoke after the game about just a little wake-up call.
It's a wake-up call. You know, we need to make sure that we react the right way, and we've got a pretty short turnaround, 6 days into North Melbourne, so we need to regroup and get on with it.
It is funny, Michelle. You lose round one and you walk off feeling like you've lost the grand final.
Not a good start.
As I said, it's like the final series and then round one slightly seems more important because you've done all the work to get to round one. But Longy sees it a little bit different.
It's round one. Like, I mean, a lot's built up in round one and we're disappointed, but we're going to throw the baby out of the bathwater. Like, we've got to make sure we're really rational with the way we go about reviewing the game.
Rational, review it. North Melbourne this week. And speaking of North Melbourne.
North Melbourne have hung on to win. Cracking game of football. Alistair Clarkson brought to this club.
Clarko.
Wins.
Derailed at West Coast Eagles. 5-point victors there. West Coast came hard late, but North Melbourne too good.
Yeah.
Thought North Melbourne deserved to win that. Luke Shuey is still West Coast Eagles' best midfielder by a long way. Unfortunately, a bit of doom and gloom down at the mighty West Coast Eagles, but they've got the Giants this weekend. Josh Kelly went off with concussion. Lachie Whitfield went off with concussion. Jeez. Harry Perryman went off with a hamstring. So they're going to be wounded. They are going to be wounded. Here's an opportunity. Giants will go in favourites for that game. However, one of the good games on the weekend, and now there's two players playing for Collingwood, the Dacos brothers.
Yes, right.
Obviously, son of.
Yes.
Son of. A fair bit kicking around there during the game. Post-game, the boys were delivering the ashes of their grandfather into the centre of the ground.
Yes, I heard.
Peter Dacos, the superstar. Obviously, knows Brian Taylor was down in the rooms. Don't know whether he might have introduced himself to a stubby or two prior or during the game, but here he is.
Oh, mate, what a great win. What a great win. We gave them 3-4 goals start. They kept going forward of the ball, but we got them in the end. We made them work hard off the ball. Keep them honest.
How electric.
Oh.
Thank you very much to Peter Dacos. That's a very excited Peter Dacos.
That's a very excited
Formula One.
Oh, now, Michelle, you won't believe this. Last night I got up to have a little twinkle. Just a nervous week. Monday, I get a bit nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, a bit of anxiety around it all. Funnily enough, the Grand Prix started at 1. I got up at 12:59. I flicked onto that. I asked Sharm before, mate, did it rain during that Grand Prix? I didn't have my glasses on.
Couldn't see.
And it looked like it was raining. But anyway, it was as dry as a bone. So,
in the desert?
It couldn't really. In the desert. In the Saudi Arabia Grand Prix, anyway. Yeah.
Sure you were watching the cars?
I was. Perez, too good.
For the fifth time in Formula One, Sergio Perez wins. It's Perez on top at the Saudi Arabia Grand Prix.
Wicked. Nice job, guys. Well done. Excellent result for the team.
So, Perez and Max Verstappen, they were toe-and-toe in terms of the overall standings for the season. Max got the quickest lap, the fastest lap on the last lap, so he gets a point for that to go 1 point above Perez. The Red Bulls are far too good. Piastri, the Australian, went past Lando Norris, his teammate, overtook him really late in the race, and their team orders were to let him pass. So there's a little bit of a leg up to Piastri, the Aussie boy. Got told not to fight Lando Norris. Now, Sharp.
Yes.
Oh!
Bit of breaking,
what's
guys.
Going on?
Bit of breaking.
Buckle in, Michelle. You're not buckling in.
Buckle in, mate.
I'm
come on.
Careful doing that on the chairs. They'll break and you'll bust your back. Yeah, right. But apart from that, everything's good.
So Fernando Alonso finished third, but then he got the third revoked because he got a 10-second penalty for something that he did during the race.
Well, what did he do?
He had a 5-second penalty, and then they touched the car during the penalty.
Oh.
And
they touched the penalty up. They bucked the penalty.
So I saw a guy get a penalty once for putting a sticker down that had lifted a bit.
You can't do anything. You can't touch. So then that penalty got another penalty, which was 10 seconds. So he got from third to fourth.
Oh, no.
Ruined the weekend, but now that 10-second penalty has been overturned, and he's now third.
Back to third.
Place. Oh, back on the podium, baby.
Oh, and there's some poor guy going, I'm not third anymore.
Nah, don't worry about that, though. We're third. And third. Ryan Daniels driving in. You might as well turn around, mate.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Channel 7.
Ah,
Rhino is coming in at 7:30. You'll join us. Breakdown round one of the footy. Well done, X.
On the door.
This Saturday is an East versus West Nitro Drag Racing Showdown at Perth Motorplex. Get down there. Always great down at the Motorplex. Coming up, we're talking lost luggage. What happened? Give us your stories. 133353. We'll tell you our story right after this. Triple M.